Have you ever wondered what a bear cub sounds like? Have a listen to this, courtesy of the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources.
So cute. Bear cubs, they're making those sounds in dens all around the North Woods as they cuddle up with their moms. Once a rarity in Wisconsin, about 24,000 black bears now live in the state.
The DNR has been conducting a years-long survey of the animals to better understand how many live here and how healthy they are.
To learn more about the study and what people should do if they encounter a bear in the wild, we turn to Jennifer Price Tack. She is a large carnivore research scientist with the state DNR. Jennifer, welcome.
Hi, Kate. Thanks so much for having me today and your interest in this research.
Yes, you've been surveying bear dens in the past few weeks. Is it a little bit scary crawling into a bear den?
Indeed. Yeah, we started a few weeks ago, and it is a little bit scary. You know, crawling into a bear den with animals is certainly one of those things your body will warn you is not a good idea, right?
Why do you need to enter the den in the first place, and could you send a camera in?
Absolutely. So we actually are going in the den so that we can immobilize the adult female bear and any young yearling, so 1-year-old bears that are with her. And that's because we need to get her out and deploy a collar onto her. And that's to help support this research that we're doing in Wisconsin to better understand reproduction of black bears, how it affects the population, and how that in turn affects management decisions such as quotas.
Can you describe what these dens are like? What do you see?
Sure, absolutely. Each den is unique. It's kind of amazing the diversity of dens that we see. Some of them are under root balls. Some of them are dug into the side of hills. We even have individuals that create a little nest on top of the ground and then, you know, stay there all winter.
How do you find these dens how do you find the bears?
Yeah, that would be very challenging, but luckily we have an amazing public here in Wisconsin, and a lot of people send us reports of bear dens once they happen upon them. Maybe they were hiking and saw it, maybe their dog came across it, but they take a picture of the location, they send us a GPS location, and then my team goes out and takes a look at the den to assess to make sure it's still in use, and then whether or not it's one that we could incorporate into our research study.
And so as you incorporate more bears into your research study, what are you looking for as you examine mother bears and her cubs?
So what we are looking for is to update information that we have on litter size, litter frequency, and cub survival. So we're looking for any female, but we're ideally trying to get them distributed across bear range, which is largely the northern portion of the state. But increasingly, these bears are traveling further south and setting up residences further south as well. So we have a lot more bears in the north than we have collared. And so we're always looking for opportunities to get collars on bears in more southern regions.
So does your research at all help us better coexist with bears? Because isn't the population expanding?
The population is expanding. It's kind of incredible. Bears definitely a success story for Wisconsin. So what we're learning is really about how they're reproducing and how that's going to affect the population and management decisions. And simultaneously, we're working with collaborators at UW-Madison to better understand the diets of these animals. And that in turn can help us to better guide how people can live with bears without as much nuisance, for example. So we're learning things about, you know, our bears that have larger litters, also the bears that are utilizing more human food, more trash, more, you know, corn, things like that.
What type of food do the bears prefer?
So bears do prefer natural food, and that can include things like sedges or grasses. It also includes hard mast like acorns, that's very popular, berries, etc. They're omnivorous, so they have a really wide-ranging diet. And it's kind of similar to humans, actually. We're a little bit of everything, if you will, and then also animal protein.
So would their population expand in the direction of where they are finding the most food? Do those two interconnect?
Sure. What we are finding is that bears are just this incredible resilient animal, and they're finding food wherever they are. And so depending on where they are, they may have a different proportion of food that is from mast-producing trees like oaks, or they may utilize cornfields more. So we do have a lot of bears in Wisconsin that actually like to get into cornfields. And I say they're like panda bears, you know, they will plop down in a cornfield and pull stalks toward them. And that's great. Yeah, it's great for a bear, right? That's this amazing corn buffet for them. But you can imagine it's not great for the corn producers and our farmers in the state. So a lot of the work of the state is to find a balance with bear management on ensuring that bear populations are healthy, that they can be harvested. They're a very popular harvested species, but also that we're doing our due diligence to the farmers in the state and trying to minimize that damage and ultimately that loss of profit.
Are you able to relocate bears that are a nuisance to perhaps crops or livestock?
Absolutely. Wisconsin has a very robust abatement program for bear. And so the work of that program is to work with different farm producers and actually develop plans and strategies to help reduce bear damage. One of our projects related to this reproductive project is actually looking at the effectiveness of those abatement measures.
You said earlier you use citizen scientists to help you locate these bear dens that you're checking out. People notify you if they find bear dens in Wisconsin. What information specifically are you looking for?
Sure. So most importantly, we need a location. We need a location and then, of course, permission from whoever found the den. You know, if they're a private landowner, then we want to make sure that they're okay with us coming out to their property. We also ask people to submit a photo. That way we can get a better gauge of where that den's located. As you can imagine, can be very challenging to find these dens, especially after we get a lot of snowfall. So those reference photos really help us to pinpoint and more efficiently find the den.
How helpful are these reports that you get?
These are pivotal for us. So we can't actually do this project without the help and support of the folks who report bear dens. My team is very small. There are just a few of us, and we would not have the capacity to go out and find these dens. And so working with the public is really great because it helps us get more dens, but it also provides us really amazing collaboration with those individuals. And we invite them out. If we are able to do a successful den, then we'll bring them out with us, a couple of, you know, maybe 1 to 3 people, show them what we do and walk them through the full process.
Oh, how cool. So when you have a successful den and you've collared another bear and her cubs, and you have to take those animals out of the den, can you talk about how hard that is to get bears out of their den?
Absolutely. It can be quite the challenge. So one of the most important pieces of the project or of a den survey is the assessment work. So one of my team members will actually go out beforehand, check out the den and come up with a strategy. You know, what kind of den is this? How many people are we going to need? How difficult is the extraction of that adult female going to be? So then when we get the team there, we're usually very prepared. We know exactly what we're going to need, and we're able to implement the survey well. So when we actually get there, we go in, we do the immobilization, and we need an interesting diversity of people usually to get these surveys done well and have the extraction go well. We've got some long and lean people that are able to reach down deeper into the den. We've got some strong people that can help with the extraction itself. And a lot of the magic comes in positioning the bears. And so we actually call it a Superman pose. And that's where we have the animal's arms extended out in front of it. Mm-hmm. And that helps to slide the bear out of the den with minimal, you know, effort or pulling on that animal. Because it is still an animal, and we want to be really careful when we're handling it.
And do you have any tips for people if they would encounter a black bear in the wild? What should they do?
If you encounter a black bear in the wild, the smartest thing to do is to get big and make a lot of noise. These are still wild animals and they can pose a safety threat. So you want to be really careful. You know, don't approach the bear. Try to get big. Try to scare it off. That's the smartest thing to do.
Jen, thank you for sharing your research.
Yeah, thank you so much. Really appreciate chatting with you.
Jennifer Price Tack is a large carnivore research scientist with the state DNR, and we've been talking about the health of the bear population in Wisconsin and a years-long study to better understand what their lives are like in our state.